depending on how competitive we want it to be in the market. Do we want to be above the market, meet the market, or just beneath what the market would suggest our vacation accrual level should have been? And it was a beautiful recommendation. It was so well thought out, which you all have the data on. It was so well thought out that I was immediately convinced that the more moderate accrual rate was in the best interest of the city to allow us to remain competitive, especially as we continue to compete both inside the city as well as with external regional competitors for talent. So what you have before you is in Exhibit A, my recommendation, which is a adjustment to the vacation accrual table for the HRAR 6.03. Any questions?
Very good.
Before we do public comment?
Could you just summarize what the changes are?
So the change generally is... The largest change happens when a new hire comes on board for the city of Portland. Currently, we max out at 80 hours per year that you can accrue towards when you first start at the city of Portland. And you are not able to accrue at a higher rate for 4 years. Well, that's not as progressive as the market would suggest it should be. In today's market, employees move around from employer to employer more frequently than 4 to 8 to 12 years. And so in order for us to incent them to stick around, we are allowing them to accrue at less of a stair step every 4 years to each year they can accrue at a higher rate. So we initially bumped up the maximum accrual rate at year one to 112 hours, up from 80 hours. And then it increases 4 hours every subsequent year that they're here, which is a significant change and shift from where we were historically, which is every 4 years you would receive approximately 6 hours more.
If I could just chime in on this, one of the things that really struck me about this was how non-competitive we were for new employees, and particularly for our departments that have technical support, engineering support, specific skills. We just weren't competitive with the private sector, and that was clearly impacting our ability to recruit quality talent. And so I think your thinking on this and the logic you used is spot on.
Absolutely.
So we bumped up the accrual that you can in the early years, and you said instead of and we've used a what's that metaphor, a staircase?
Right. Every 4 years, a step up.
I see.
Now it's just a gradual incline each year.
I see. Good.
Yep.
Okay.
And we weren't just not competitive with the for-profit sector. We also weren't competitive with Metro,
right.
The state,
yeah, that's
TriNet.
That's fair.
One of the ways that we knew we weren't competitive is that we were constantly in the searches that we were involved with, being asked to approve a greater accrual.
Exactly.
For candidates that expect, where the candidate was saying the industry standard is X, you're out of step, and we had to, in effect, give that additional benefit in order to land the candidate of choice.
That's exactly right. We were asking for exceptions with the bulk of our hires.
Okay, good.
Very good. Any questions before we move this on to public
I would
testimony?
Like to ask if we can move this to an emergency ordinance for a vote today, since we have so many of our union representatives before us.
Well, and you want to implement this on an expeditious basis, is that correct?
It will be implemented in January. So we have to actually change the entire SAP system. We need a little bit of runway to get the system adjusted so that the accrual rate is impacting the entire city.
Happy to do. So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Please call the roll on the motion.
You should state on the record the emergency so it can be recited in the
ordinance. The emergency is that it allows us to begin the accrual process sooner, speed up the administrative part, and frankly, not insignificantly, the partners who worked very hard to help craft this proposal are here in the room today, and I'd like to see them actually see their work come to fruition.
I think we have a second.
We have a motion and a second. Please call the roll.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Udaly?
Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. The amendment's adopted. Any further questions before we move to public testimony? Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, gentlemen.
Sorry, we have four people signed up.
Very good.
The first three are Rachel Whiteside, Elliot Levin and Paul Cohn. Come on up.
Thanks. Good morning again.
Good morning.
It's good to see you.
Thank you once again. My name is Rachel Whiteside, and I'm union representative for PTE Local 17 members here at the City of Portland. And in the interest of disclosure, I sat on the work group that made the recommendation to the HR director. It is my opinion that if it weren't for my Local 17 members, we wouldn't be here before you today with the progressive recommendation that you took a look at. But I also want to fully acknowledge it required the participation of our union brothers and sisters, many of which I've seen in the audience today. Thank you very much. And a commitment.
Rachel, why don't you ask them to stand so we can just acknowledge them, the people that were involved in this?
And I would also like to acknowledge the commitment by the city. This was a true labor management partnership, and if it weren't for the committed staff of the Labor Relations Department, we wouldn't be here as well either. Thank you, Jamal. This vacation leave work group was a unique labor management partnership, as Cyrilda mentioned, formed to examine a specific issue outside of the formal bargaining process. All parties entered with no preconceived notion of what our final outcome would be, but with a willingness to define our shared interests and work from there. We were able to review data and discuss concepts without the carefully choreographed dance that you have in a formal negotiation, and I believe that this latitude allowed us to present the sweeping changes that are before you today, and that this recommendation will reposition the City of Portland within the marketplace, and it demonstrates a deliberate intent to be an employer of choice, which I mentioned earlier. It's a real passion of mine.
I want you to keep mentioning that. I think it's great.
So I am in full support of this recommendation. I truly consider this process to be a genuine success, and I hope that council will support similar endeavors in the future. Maybe we can take up that sick leave usage issue. Thank you for your time. You've already voted yes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mayor Wheeler, members of council, My name is Elliot Levin. I'm the Director of Research and Oregon Legislative Advocate for Professional and Technical Employees Local 17, and I wish to speak in favor of the ordinance before you this morning. In addition to improving the work-life balance and job satisfaction of current employees, we believe that this ordinance is a major step forward in attracting the next generation of talent to work for the city. The engineers, planners, technicians, and information technology professionals that we represent have many employment options in the current labor market. And in recent years, we have seen increasing competition for top-tier talent in many specialized fields. This morning's ordinance will make the City of Portland significantly more attractive in this competitive labor market. We find that younger employees place a high value on quality of life aspects of their job. The vacation is a significant factor in comparing job offers. Increasing the early years of the vacation accrual table to be highly competitive with comparable local public employers will help the city attract the next generation of talent into the workforce. Additionally, mid-career professionals are often taking considerable loss in vacation to change jobs and work for the city, but we believe that this ordinance will help to ease the transition considerably, specifically by increasing the accrual rates at each year of employment rather than in five-year blocks. New City of Portland employees can expect to return to previous levels of vacation accrual faster under this new system. This removes a significant barrier to attracting the kind of experts and skilled professionals that Portland will need as the city continues to grow. By embracing this forward-thinking model for vacation accrual, I wish to thank City Council, and I look forward to seeing the positive impact of today's action on the future workforce. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it. Good morning.
Good morning, Mayor Wheeler, members of council. My name is Paul Cohn, and I'm the president of the Portland chapter of PT 17. I'm also a city employee with 15 years of experience in several bureaus. I just want to also, before I read the rest of my remarks, acknowledge Amy Bowles, who championed this for us at the bargaining table last year and has now moved on to be one of our executive directors for the union in Seattle. So thank you, Amy. As a representative of nearly 900 engineers, planners, technicians, IT specialists like myself, and other professionals represented by PT Local 17, I want to speak today in favor of the vacation leave ordinance before you. For years, Local 17 has heard that increasing vacation leave accrual is a primary priority for our members. We polled our members prior to bargaining. About 50% of them responded, which was an amazing response, and this was number one on their list. As we have spoken to members across the city, we've heard several repeated themes that fit with a changing workforce and assumptions about the relationship between work, life, and family. As employees across the economy work seemingly longer hours and families are stretched to find time together, we continuously hear that work-life balance is a crucial concern for our members. Workers often struggle to find time during busy work weeks for friends, family, and personal pursuits. More vacation time will allow our members to be more connected to their loved ones and communities and strengthens our society. Rest time away from work is important for the morale and effectiveness of a workforce. After time away, employees come back to work more productive and effectively. Additionally, medical research has shown that employees have access to adequate vacation leave have lower rates of heart disease, depression, stress, and high blood pressure. In fact, there was one study that showed a 31% decrease in death from coronary heart disease amongst men who took regular vacations. And while many of our members are fortunate enough to take leave for leisure activities, we find that our members increasingly need to use vacation time, something that Kathy Bless alluded to care for children, spouses, and parents, sometimes if those folks have health care concerns. Vacation leave is no longer only used for travel and relaxation, but it's become a crucial element of family safety nets, and employees rely on this benefit to be able to provide care without making burdensome financial sacrifices. As both child care and elder care becomes ever more present part of workers' responsibilities, vacation leave allows employees to bridge the gap between work, financial, and family responsibilities. By adopting this ordinance, you will have a tangible impact upon thousands of city employees' satisfaction with their jobs, their quality of life, their ability to care for their families. Our members take pride in their work and the professional services they provide for the people of Portland, and the benefits we hope you extend today will significantly improve their ability to provide these services. So we thank you for your support.
Thank you. Thanks, all three of you. We really appreciate it.
The last person who signed up is Ted Bryan.
Very good. And Mr. Walsh, did you want to come up as well?
Mr. Mayor, is it okay if I come as well?
Yeah, come on up. Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Ted Bryan. I'm a representative of Laborers Local 483. I was also a member of the Vacation Leave Work Group. And the first thing I'd like to mention today, I'd just like to underscore the remarks that Director Summers McGee made about the process that the work group went through. It was really refreshing for all of us to actually go through a process where it felt like a collaborative effort, it was fact-based, and it didn't involve the sort of usual song and dance that we sometimes find in bargaining. I think right now, at this point in history, when there's really an attack on the rights of public sector workers across the country, it's important that the city of Portland really be leading in terms of its labor relations. And I think we're seeing a big change in terms of the relationship between labor and management here. And that's really encouraging for us. I think the logic of the ordinance is impeccable. It's a real substantial commitment by the city to the health and well-being of our members, and they appreciate that. And I just wanted to say I'd be remiss if I didn't mention the hundreds of so-called casual and seasonal employees who work for the city, who are out there maintaining our parks and community centers, who unfortunately at this point, many of them don't have vacation leave or paid holidays. But I just want to say that in the past few years, we've seen council make real commitments to those workers as well. And so I'm hoping that going forward, that the city will actually maintain its commitments to all of its employees, which is what we're seeing now. And I just hope that that spirit continues in the future. So
thank you. Good morning.
Good morning, Mayor, City Council members. I'm Joanne Hardesty, and I also just want to echo what an incredible model the City Council and Human Resources is in a union government partnership. I think it's really wonderful to see outside of a bargaining process that we were able to actually help employees spend more time with their families and have more downtime. Because as we know, you have to check out sometime. And I just want to say, Mayor Wheeler, this is the second time in 2 days that I've complimented you on something. And so I want the record to reflect that.
thank Joanne, you, Joanne.
Why don't you put on the record, then, therefore, the bureaus that you're seeking?
I will take whatever the mayor would like to give me.
Very good. Thank you. And thank you for coming in and expressing that. And I know people appreciate hearing that. So thank you. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Again, for the record, my name is Joe Waltz. I represent Individuals for Justice. We love labor unions. We also love employees. And employees that work for the city, we love especially.
Thank you very much.
Because we know how hard they work. We know how dedicated they are. In the corporate world, if you get called up at 3 o'clock in the morning to come into work, they would laugh. Wouldn't happen. I remember being called up at 3 o'clock in the morning on the federal level, then had come into work because Long Beach Naval Shipyard was under a storm and we had to go in. So I have some appreciation of what your employees do. And it's, again, for Joanne and I to compliment you twice in one day, it's going to ruin our reputations.
We'll survive.
I looked at the agenda, and I'm not too sure there's anything that I'm really going to criticize you on today. Well, maybe there's one thing. We applaud you. We criticize you often. We get thrown out a lot.
Not me.
Not Joanne. When I say we, I mean Individuals for Justice. But congratulations. If you pass this, this is kind of cool. And you should be proud of it. And when we yell at you, it's on an issue. And it's not personal, even though it sounds personal sometimes. And that's just our inability to make it issue-orientate. It's our problem, not yours. So thanks again for this. Thanks to the union. Thanks to what I used to call IRO, or Human Resources. It seems that everybody worked together on this and came up with a really good solution. And I'm really proud to sit next to Joanne on this one and be on the same page, which is not that unusual. So thanks again. And write it down twice.
Twice.
History is made here today. Thank you. Thanks, all three of you. Was there anybody else, Carla?
That was all who had signed up.
All right. Very good. Colleagues, anything else before we move to a vote, since we have amended? Oh, I'm sorry. Could anything else, Director Sanders McGee?
I just need to sit here for the vote, yes?
If you would like to.
Okay.
Good. Please call the roll.
Saltzman.
Well, I want to thank both management and labor for coming together and taking a good look at this very important issue. I think, as many of you testified, it's increasingly difficult today to achieve that right work-life balance, and many of us are always seeking to find that, and it's harder to find with all the competing demands, including care for dependents. So I think increasing our accrual is the right thing to do, and I'm very pleased to be able to support this and say aye.
You Daly?
Well, I would just like to thank Director Summers McGee for her hard work. It's been a pleasure working for you, and I'm really pleased with the direction that we're moving in, and thank our union, our staff, and our union members as well. Aye.
Fish.
I heard three things today that really warmed my heart. I heard our labor partners talk about meaningful, measurable progress towards becoming an employer of choice. And we want to be an employer of choice because it means we're recruiting the best talent and we're retaining the best talent. And so there's some things we have to do to get there, but this is a big step in that direction. Second thing I heard was that a number of people said that this reflects a change in the relationship between labor and management. That's very important because we can disagree on issues from time to time, but we are at our best when we are operating as true partners for the benefit of the most important commodity and precious resource we have in this city, which is the workers who do the work. So I was pleased to hear that. And then on the question of work-life balance that Dan alluded to, you know, it's been important to me because, you know, I have a family and a young kid who's active, and I want to be present for his milestones. But it became even more important when I had a serious health challenge, and I had to begin to rethink some of my priorities and make sure that I was getting the rest I needed and the downtime in order to be effective in my day job. So this is a win-win-win. I'm very pleased today to vote aye.
Wheeler.
This is about respect. And this is about acknowledgement. It's about respecting and acknowledging the people who do the work for the residents of this city. It is hard work. It is tireless work. It is often thankless work. And it's mostly behind the scenes. And I want to share a story, then I want to just share a thought. First, the story. I have never liked the negative stereotypes about public employees. And I think they're largely cheap shots at people who care about this community. They see the value in this community. They see the potential in this community. And they're actually wanting to work hard to serve the community. Services is the thread that holds all of our folks together. And the story I want to share is one I've told before. I remember seeing a public employee on his belly in a deep puddle of mud trying to clear a storm drain with his bare hands in the winter. And I remember driving by just watching this guy in the mud, in the water, and I remember thinking that is incredible dedication in any field. That would be defined as incredible dedication. And that was a real moment of pride for me just to see that level of commitment and dedication. Now, in terms of what I want to say, Cyrilda, when you were hired, one of the conversations we had was about changing the dynamic in this city. And we talked about how it was going to be hard to change the dynamic. And we talked about the employer of choice model. And we talked about labor relations. And you and I collectively had heard a lot of positive, but we'd also heard some negative about collective bargaining in particular, but just generally some of the disconnect between management and our rank-and-file employees. And when I hear labor leaders and I hear others from the community come up and they talk about how you and your labor relations team in a relatively short period of time are already changing that culture and are already building that trust, even outside of bargaining, that's exactly what you were brought on to do. And from my estimation, you're doing really, really well. So keep it up. I think this is a great proposal. It's based, it's a data-driven proposal. It's based on fact. It works within the confines of finite resources, but it's also the right thing to do both in terms of compassion and it's the right thing to do in terms of recruiting and retention. And perhaps most importantly of all, it's just the right thing to do to say that we respect the people who work for the city of Portland and we support them in the work that they do. So I vote aye, and the ordinance is adopted. Thanks for your hard work. Thank you. Carla.